Hare Krishna. Well, we left New Rajadam, sadly, and on our way to India. At present, we're in Budapest until Saturday. Niranjan Swami Maharaj is coming this evening. And then I'll be in Moscow for a few days, and then from there to Mayapur. This morning, I'll give a short class because things are pretty hectic in these last few days. And Chitraketu Maharaj was hearing from the Lord about the nature of his transcendental potency, both the living entity, the instruments of the living entity, as well as the objects of enjoyment, were all byproducts of his transcendental potencies. And my emphasis was to sort of picture to devotees how the illusion that we're in is extremely complete and perfect. Om Purnamada Purnamidam. It's perfect because it's Krishna's illusion, as Krishna is also perfect and complete. So whatever he makes, even the illusion that we're in, which allows us to live in this misconception that we're something great, is perfect and complete. And so, mama maya durateya. So it is very, very difficult to come out of it. Just try to picture. I gave the analogy of, for instance, a cartoon, or nowadays you call it an animated film, or something like that, which is all, every part of, say, a figure in an animation. Say it happens to be Mickey Mouse, that's one of my generation animated characters. Is all produced by a artist, managed, organized by directors and producer. So every part of that Mickey Mouse, dot that makes up his picture, is all the same illusion. It's Maya. It has nothing really to do with reality, and it has absolutely no freedom, obviously, that the animated picture doesn't move on its own. It does what its producers, directors want it to do. And that's the way Maya is. We're every atom, every square inch of our being, inside, outside, as well as everything that we touch and see, our thought process, our minds, these are all products of Krishna's illusory energy. And there's no way you can get out of that. You can't. You can do yoga exercises, you can speculate as much as you want, you can study books, but because you're made of illusion, or at least everything except us, of course, everything except the spirit soul is made of illusion, therefore you can't transcend it. And because we identify with this illusion, so we take it wherever we go. Mickey Mouse can't jump out of the cartoon. He's within it. So only when we actually take shelter of the person who is both managing this little cartoon film animation and who's made it, only when he allows us to get freedom can we actually come out. Otherwise, it's not possible. And this is really the essence of bhakti or devotional service, that freedom comes by the grace of the Lord when we recognize our position, the frailty of our position, and when we really realize that it's only the master of this Maya, who can free us from it. No real effort on our own part will do. Why do we practice sadhana bhakti? Well, to qualify for his recognition and for his mercy. And when he does qualify, when he does see that we're serious about this effort, then he frees us. And of course, in the meantime, our sadhana or our devotional service is such, the nature of that service is such, that it is as spiritual as Krishna. So when our mind and our body and our senses and every atom of our being is actually engaged in devotional service, then this Maya doesn't harm us. In other words, our body and everything doesn't harm us, but rather it becomes an instrument for helping us go forward. But as soon as we start to think of in terms of I, me, and mine, then once again we're back in the same illusion. So when we see that everything is Bhuktaram, Jagatapasam, Sarvalokamaheshwaram, that everything is Krishna's, everything we're meant to do is to serve him, then our body and our energy that's binding us becomes transformed to an energy that liberates us. But it only liberates us as long as we stay in that consciousness, Krishna consciousness. And as soon as we step out of Krishna consciousness, it again starts to cool down. So, mamevai prapadyante, mamekam sharanam braja. So this learning the art of surrender, ultimately that's what sadhana bhakti is about. Learning how to remain surrendered until we come to the fully surrendered stage, at which stage Krishna then actually reveals our original spiritual nature, and he really takes us out of this material realm. In other words, the only thing that's spiritual about us is our soul, which also has, albeit a stunted, but it has a spiritual identity, a spiritual body, a relationship with Krishna. That is reality, and everything else is illusion. And by Krishna's grace, that then becomes manifest. Then we're really free. So the only way of this Maya is very, very complete. Don't fight it. Don't try to compete with it. Just take shelter of Krishna and be Krishna conscious and engage always in devotional service. And then it can't harm you. Otherwise, as the saying goes, you don't stand a snowball's chance in hell. Hare Krishna.